I've got a book in front of me called Where's Spot? It's been a popular children's book since 1980. A dog named Sally is looking all over the house for her puppy, Spot. Kids who are just learning to read can help in that search by lifting flaps on the pages, opening doors to look in the closet, peeking under a rug, even checking inside the grand piano. I wouldn't dare spoil the suspense by telling you where Spot turns up. But I've got a newer book in front of me, too. It's based on the same formula as Where's Spot, only it's called Where's Saddam. The authors are Henry Beard and John Boswell, and they are in our New York bureau. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hi, how are you?
So the original Where's Spot was to help kids to learn to read. What's the message of Where's Saddam?
I mean, our attitude was, why it's a children's book, we kind of thought of George Bush as a mean little kid. And he's mad because we were playing hide-and-go-seek with Saddam Hussein, and we called out Ollie and Free, and he didn't come in. I mean, he's a no-good cheating cheater. And he wouldn't share his weapons of mass destruction. I mean, it's just not fair.
That's the voice of Henry Beard, one of the co-authors of the book. John Boswell, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, other than the fact that Where Saddam looks exactly like Where Spot, there's absolutely no other connection whatsoever. We were parroting a generic children's book.
Yeah, it's a small one-world order, really.
I don't know if we're going to have time to read the whole thing, and I'd hate to spoil the ending, but you guys have got a copy of the book in front of you there in New York. Would you mind, can we go through a little bit of this, please?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I'm here on page one. Here we are on the opening page. President George W. Bush, dressed as a cowboy, got his six-gun in his holster with his hand on it, ready to draw.
And that's his dog Barney with him, the Scots Terrier, and he's saying, "That darn tyrant, just wait till I get my hands on him."
And now he's going on a hunt.
And he's just left his White House treehouse that says evildoers keep out. He's on his way to find this wascally tyrant.
Page two.
Is he still in Baghdad? So the first place we're looking for him is in Baghdad, and we see the torture chamber, number 27, and the pleasure palace, where they're having a bath party tonight. And there's a car with an Iraqi license plate that says Lando Tyrants. And if you lift the trunk... Is he in there, John? Who's in there?
Well, it's...
Oh, my God.
We should mention that in the bath party, the party that they're having, party, that they're actually taking a bath.
We believe in leave no joke behind. I should add that just about all the people in the background look surprisingly like Saddam.
Eerily so.
Eerily. It's amazing.
Is there some place perhaps we should look for Saddam?
Well, I think that the trunk would be a good place, John.
Osama?
It's Osama bin Laden.
Oh my gosh, it's Osama bin Laden in there.
There he is.
But he's not Saddam.
What was interesting is that, I'll tell you, and you can decide if it was interesting, but we actually had this idea 3 months ago, and it was very expensive to do these lift the flaps because they have to be hand-pasted down, so we had to have the book produced in Hong Kong. So we actually did the book, entire book, soup to nuts, in 8 days. But then we had to wait 3 months for it to arrive here. And if you remember, there's been stories where they were 3 hours away from getting Saddam. It was 1 hour away from getting Saddam. And of course, if they had caught him, the book would have been sort of, at best, a curiosity. So, you know, Henry and I found ourselves in the bizarre position of being the only two people in America rooting for this guy not to get caught.
it was awkward, Steve. I'll level with you.
Don't
we kept that to ourselves.
Debut.
No. Come on, Saddam, you can do it. Yeah.
Can I just ask, there's a quote from President George W. Bush on the back cover. Is this an actual quote?
This is an actual quote. Isn't that amazing?
Could I just ask you to read the words of President George W. Bush as they appear on the back of your book?
If Saddam is alive, I would suggest he not pop his head up.
Henry Beard and John Boswell are comedy writers who live in New York City. They are the authors of Where's Saddam? Gentlemen, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.